had about a month and a half, 2 months on Evan Ezra issues throughout the month of Elul. So now we're going to move over to some. We spend the whole morning on Choshen Mishpat issues, but relating to Bar Metzia. But we're going to move over to Yoredeiah issues. A couple of topics relating to issues of Basar B'Chalav, and one has to make sure if obviously Evan Ezra was clearly relating to both parties, men and women. One has to make sure that one doesn't say, okay, I don't have to know any of these halachas. My wife will know it, and I can stay out of the kitchen. You know, both in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Kashrus, those are two areas where our education and all of our systems, we're not faulting. We're just saying there's a time limit how much we could learn, and we have to spend time on a lot of other things. So halacha lemaisa for boys' educations isn't so great. So we have to try to do what we can. I'm telling you, I didn't learn Hilchas Shabbos well until I had to teach it in YU. And then if you have a mechayev to teach some things, then you have to learn it well. But, you know, we have to do what we can to learn all of these discussions. So we're going to have some Yoredeiah issues. There's a specific topic that people want to hear about. I have to remember what I did last year. I think we did some of the Akum halachas last year. Is that true?
Yeah.
Right, Bishal Akum and Chalav Akum and all of those that we're not going to do again this year. But Hashem, those who come back next year for Shana Bet, we'll do that. I try to have at least a two-year cycle. But we'll do some of the Yoredeiah issues. We haven't spoken about the ovens. I got a shiloh last night. You know, I want to make. I use the oven for fleishiks and I want to make a milchik cake. Ooh. That's what we're going to talk about today. You know, so forget the fact can you make it in the one oven. You know, what about making milchik cake at all? Okay, so today we're going to talk about two topics. The issue of basar b'chalav is probably the most lemaisa kashrus issues that come up. Baruch Hashem. Not so lemaisa for us in terms of finding a problem in the cow or in the chicken, right? We go to the store and we get it, and it's already has a kosher sign on it. So that was the butcher's problem. It wasn't my problem. So it's basically we bring kosher food into our house. The shaila is basar b'chalav. That's what comes up most often. And there are many issues. Basar b'chalav midaraisa generally does not come up so much in our homes. Cooking, right? The only basar b'chalav daraisa is cooking kosher meat and kosher milk together, right? Cooking it together. When does that come up? Not too often. But there are we know that, and that's usher to eat. The three isurim: isur achila, isur hana, and isur bishul. All three of those are usher. But what does come up? There are many isurei derabanan of basar b'chalav, which some of them are more popular than others. The most popular one is the waiting between fleishiks and milchiks. So that I think we might have had a share on last year, but we might have another one because it's such a part of this set. But the two topics we'll talk about today is something that not everyone is aware of or we're makpid on, and that is having basar b'chalav in proximity of each other, physically in proximity, and having them. The topic of milchik bread, as we will see, or fleishik bread, for that matter, right? Somebody just reminded me of the base medrash. They saw the topic. They're like, oh, remember last year's shaila? So I had forgotten it. But remind me when we start that topic. I'll mention it as a question as we get into the topic. But first, let's talk about the proximity. That's the shorter topic. And that you have in front of you, I just gave you the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses that there is an din d'rabanan, that not only are we not allowed to cook basar b'chalav together and eat it, but we're not allowed to have them next to each other. But one second. Am I allowed to not put my steak into the fridge next to the milk? That's in proximity of each other. So what? That's pretty close to each other. So how is that? Is that okay? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Afilu, basar, chayev, all the halachas of basar b'chalav are in these simanim. Pezayin, peches, peitas, and yoredeiah. Afilu basar chayev of, asr la'alos al shulchan, sh'ochel alav gvina, sh'lo yavo lachlam yachad. Any type of meat, even chicken, which is meat d'rabanan, rabbinic meat, right, has the status of beef. So all of that is asr to be on the same table as cheese. Sh'lo yavo lachlam yachad. We don't want to have them on the same table together because one might come to eat them together. So What about in the same fridge? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval b'shulchan shesudar alav hatavshil, mutar lisan zeh bezad zeh. What we would call the counter. Any surface which you don't eat from, there's no chash. The din d'rabanan is only not having them on the same surface where you eat from. But if you are, let's say somebody in the house is making, I don't know, especially before Shavuos, sometimes you're making fleishik things and milchik things at the same time. So you take them out of the ovens, you have two ovens, whatever it is, you put it down on the counter together. One has to be careful that there's no splashing. That's for sure a problem. But if you let it have them like cool off on the counter, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Bethayer's, yes. Putting them both on the table is a little trickier. Unless we say sometimes you're using the table as the counter. Like during the kitchen, sometimes you're like taking them off. You're not eating now. So the table could be used sometimes as a makom she'ochel alav and sometimes she'soder alav atavshel. So if you're using the table as a counter, then maybe that's okay in terms of just you know, having it. Sometimes I have, sometimes in our house, right, we'll have, you know, Friday afternoon, what do the kids eat? Pizza. Right, that's what they're eating. So, like, he's making stuff, and sometimes you put something on the table. It's like you gotta have a referee, you know, just to make sure that everything is in place. But if they're eating fleishik, if they're eating pizza on a Friday afternoon, right, the Shulchan Aruch says you should not have. Right, not everybody's aware of this halacha. It's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. One shouldn't have anything that is the other. Milchik or fleishik on the table. The Shach says, I'm sorry, let's just do to start off with the Taz, go in historical order. The Taz was a little older. The Taz says on the left side, you might say, what do you mean? We learned the rule in the Gemara, ain goes ring zera l'gzera. Right? You don't make a gzera mishum. You don't say A should be usher rabbinically because B. But B itself is only asur rabbinically. So here, even if I would eat it together, it's not an asur daraisa because they're not cooked together. Even if I would take something that, you know, that's fleishik and milchik and put it together, if I would take a cold cheeseburger, a cold piece of cheese, and a cold piece of a hamburger, and I eat it together as an issa d'rabbanan. We don't do d'rabbanans either. That would still be an issa d'rabbanan. So here, says the Taz, she'ein Yisrael adafka derach bishul yachad, even though it's only asur daraisa if you cook it together, v'nimtzat av gzeira l'gzeira, isn't this a gzeira mishum a gzeira, b'gemara amrina de b'kai gavna gazrin gzeira l'gzeira, where things could quickly lead one into the other, and it sometimes it's called kulachad gzeira is aser. Right, this is all included in the rabbinic laws of separation between milchiks and fleishiks, and we don't say that. We don't look at each one in particular, A, Mishum, B, Mishum, C. There's a package. There's a package of rabbinic laws keeping separation between milchiks and fleishiks. We'll have to get to. I also had a shaila this week. Again, this is just these kashas that come up all the time about something that was parav that became fleishik, about kashering it back to parav. We'll get to a din about there's an isser of kashering things from, let's say I want to switch one day. You know, I wanted to get a new set of silverware, so I'm going to take my milchik ones and kasher to fleishik ones. We'll get to one's not supposed to do that. We'll talk about that also within the world of laws of separation. But this is in proximity. The Shach also says that this is even more chamor than non-kosher. I don't know why one would have something not kosher, but let's say this case, which we'll talk about soon. Let's say you're in a public cafeteria, and you know somebody's eating not kosher next to you. I don't know, you're going on a ski trip, and you're in a little lodge, and you're eating your tuna fish sandwich, right next to what else is tuna made for? Shalashudas and trips, right? But if somebody's eating not kosher next to you, so the Shach says, ironically, that's more mekel. Because we stay away from not kosher. That's not our business, right? You could have kosher meat and not kosher meat. In the days of old, it was very common because they used to stay in inns. People used to travel and used to use the kitchen in the inn. And, you know, you were eating with next to people that, you know, non-Jews. So not kosher right next to you is not is less of a problem. Right? Milchiks and fleishiks, you know, those are both edible. And therefore, one would require more separation. There was a hand up before. No. Okay. What if one is eating? Let's talk about eating alone and eating in company. If this is so far what we're eating alone, right? If I'm eating alone on my table, I'm eating milchiks. I shouldn't have fleishiks right there. Sometimes I'll forget. I'll want to nibble something, right? It's hot out of the oven. You know, it's or the opposite. What if two different people? What if you go out with I don't know? You go out on a trip. And one of the friends is eating a milchik sandwich, and one is eating a fleishik sandwich. I'm just happy to using the Yiddish words. I could say dairy and meat, or I could say milky and meaty, right? So I don't know, but they're all we all know what we're talking about. Anyway, for the Shulchan Aruch says, Hadas alaloso sifbeis ala shulchan davka b'shnei b'nei adam hamakirim ze'etzeh. Turn over, right? If two people, this halacha applies, if two people are friends and they're eating lunch together, one's eating milkshakes, one's eating fleishiks, that could potentially be a problem. Because friends sometimes nibble at each other's foods, right? Have a piece, have a little bit, and sometimes even without asking. But aval afilu heim makpidim zalzeh, and even if they're kind of like they eat their own stuff, but you have a worry. Aval achsanoam, but they have strangers. Shein makirim zalzeh mutter. You said the cafeteria. You're eating next to strangers. You don't know them. They're eating their food. You're eating your food. Even if they're Orthodox Jews, that they're eating milchiks and you're eating fleishik, vice versa. If they're strangers, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. You can eat right next to them. There's no worry that you're going to take from their food or they're going to take from your food. If it's all in your house, okay. If you're friends and whatever it is, family, then one has to be nervous. But if there's any type of separation in mentality, they're not your friends, then it is mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch adds, v'afilu amakirim, even if they are friendly, you could also get out of this with what's called a hecker. If you have some type of reminder on the table that you're not supposed to share the food, what kind of reminder? Let's say one has a placemat and one doesn't have a placemat. Sometimes, you know, kids at home want to have different suppers, right? So somebody's going to have leftovers from Shabbos and the other person won't dare to have leftovers from Shabbos, right? And they'll have noodles and cheese, right? They'll be eating supper at the same table. So, and they're family. So what do you do? So it's halacha, right? You need one of them as a placemat or one of them. There's some type of recognition that they're eating separately, so therefore they don't come to eat from each other. Yeah?
What a chashash about like corona or flu or any germs in general affect this at all? Like, people are just super makbid in general not to eat other people's food.
I think some people who are makbid are always makbid, and people who are not makbid are not makbid, even if, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're at a stage where we're not as, you know, people aren't as crazy as was and as the situation is. So I don't know, I guess you base that. If you have a whole family that are germ freaks that would never touch each other's food, I don't know. I guess maybe that would be more makel. Yeah.
Would different dishes, like different styles of dishes, be?
Right, could be. Yeah, could be. Right, different. Right, they're not all eating on plastic. Right, if one's eating on the fleishik dishes and the milchik dishes, that could be. Could be if it's clear and they realize sometimes they're not so different, especially with food on them, you can't tell. But if it's clear, now you could put something down on the table that's not usually there to remind them that they shouldn't be taking from each other. Okay, so again, this comes up Lamaisa on Friday afternoons. Counters are not a problem. On the tables where people are eating, one shouldn't be eating where something else is on the table of the other type. What? And we nibble on the counters, but it's still not a place of eating. If you have seating on the counters, maybe that's called the table. Maybe that's called the table. Yeah. You have to know what is. I think it's what is being used for now. If the table is being used as a counter now, nobody's eating at the table. Sometimes Friday afternoon, you have so much food, the counter's not big enough. So then I would say that's being used as a counter. But if somebody sits down to eat, then one has to be careful. Yeah, go.
So what happens if the food was...
Doesn't asser it. Just this is l'chadchila what one should try to be careful for. Okay, that's part one. Yeah.
Would somebody have allergies? Would that severe allergies that they would not ever eat to the other person? Would that be beyond even being
not food? Probably would be okay if it's. But that might only go in one direction. They both have to be allergic to each other's food, right? So, but so if that comes up, so then that would be okay. Okay, that's number one, proximity of milchiks and fleishiks in terms of geographical location. Maybe next time we'll talk about it. Maybe the one after that we'll see about the weighting in terms of – I think we had a share about that last year. I don't remember. If we don't remember it fully, I don't remember it fully, so maybe we'll do it again because there's some added ideas. Maybe we'll do that next week. But let's get into this week, the second part of our discussion, and that is what's called dairy bread. The Shulchan Aruch says beferish. Look on. What?
The question from last year.
Yeah. So again, let's just first do the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ipsachan lamed vav." Source number. You see on the next page. Source number one in dairy bread. Ein lashen es isa b'chalav. One is not allowed to make a dough with milk. V'imlash kalapas asura. And if you made bread, a milchik bread, it is asur. Usher to eat. Usher derabanan to eat. What are you talking about? Bread. Bread is parif. Why can I even make milchik bread? Mipnei hergel avera. Because bread is a staple of society. And you eat bread with everything. And if you have dairy bread, you're going to have a hamburger. And you're going to have you're going to eat it with your fleishik meal. Again, I think those who grew up in America, it's not as common. But almost every other country in the world, you know, they have bread at every meal. There's bread and there's dips and it's much more of a staple. You know, maybe not in the teenage world. Like you could go like all the whole week and not wash, except on pizza. Assuming you wash on pizza. But you could go the whole week. But I remember I visited cousins in Paris and like in Israel. Everybody has bread. It's like a staple. Yeah, bread and what else you got? So bread is a staple. But even so, it's defined like that. Bread is always with something. Right? You don't eat bread plain. So the Gemara says you can't make milchik bread because there's a good chance you're going to eat that with fleishiks. And that's why there's an iser derabanan of making milchik bread. So how do we have pizza? We'll get to that. But the question that came up last year, remember right after Lag BaOmer, somebody came into the basement and said, I was going to do, we have leftovers. We had a big barbecue on Lag BaOmer and they had put rolls on the grill. You know, you put rolls on the grill in order to toast them, in order to eat. And they had leftovers. They had leftover rolls. So now they have fleishik rolls. The same thing would apply to fleishik bread. The Gemara talks about milchik bread, but that's what you don't usually put like meat gravy into bread. But you might make, you know, milchik bread. So, but it's the same thing. So what should I do with these rolls? Am I allowed to keep them in my house? That was the Shaila. So I remember Tubi was sitting right behind me. I'm like, I don't know, ask him. Right, so he's the Rosh Kolal. So it was a whole discussion about it. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The iser of having dairy bread. Exceptions to the rule. The Gemara continues. That if you make the bread ke'ein tura shari. Ke'ein tura. What does ke'ein tura mean? Ke'ein tura shari. So Rashi says, ma'at, ke'ein tura means a little bit. If you only make a little bit of it, ke'ein ayin shal shor. Ein tura, tura is an ox. Right? Shor is an ox. Shin and tough switch in Aramaic. So if you make it like the size of the eye of an ox, ke'ayin shal tura, mutr lolish b'chala, that's okay. Why is that okay? Because there's not going to be any leftovers. If it's made in such a small portion, the size of a bullseye, right? A bullseye, then there is no such gzera, because you're not going to leave it around the house. There's no worry that it's going to be eaten. Vlomashile, you're not going to leave it. The linshi that people will forget, shenilosh b'chalav, that it was kneaded with milk, right? And that is what the, how the pshat of Rashi. But if you look in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quotes we'll get to the Rambam soon. Let's just first see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi's Pshat in Lashon Isa B'chalav, source number 3. Shemayav alach l'mabasa. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't make dairy bread, right? So we'll have to talk about what about cake? What about pizza? Shemayav alach l'mabasa. If imlash kalapas aser, if you made dairy bread, it's aser. You have to throw it out. Kalapas aser. Afil alach l'vada, even to eat it alone. Of course, not to eat it with fleishiks. But plain dairy bread. Ve'im hu davar muat kedei achila bebas achas. What does small mean? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is bebas achas, to eat it in one sitting. Skip the next phrase because we didn't get to that Rambam yet. That is the Shulchan Aruch, eating it in one phrase. The Ramah says a little bit later that maybe even if you have it for one day. Right, the Rama says, "V'chein nogin lalush pas imchala b'chaga shvuas." He quotes, "There was a minute to eat milchik bread, to bake milchik bread for shvuas." Gam b'shuman l'kavet Shabbos, or even with a fleishik fat. He calls them mechshav k'davar muat. Right, it's all for the day. It's all considered a small amount. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you have, it's however much your family will eat that day. You don't have to do one person for that day. If you're making it for your family and you're going to have a meal. So then that is good enough. Let's say you're going to make special rolls for a certain meal. but you make enough for one family, you're not going to have any leftovers, right? It says the Aruch HaShulchan, Lefizeh, Bnei Beiso, Merubin, Yachalolush, Bechalav, Mashahu, Ubnei Beiso, Srichim, Achilas, Yom Echad, Shumei Slay. So the Ramah was a little more makel than the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say, what does small mean? One sitting? But the Ramah says, you know, that day, because you're not going to forget if it is made for that day. That is all Rashi. That is all Rashi pshat of Ke'ein Tura. If you look in the Rambam has a different pshat of Ke'ein Tura. Source number 5. In Loshin Isa B'chalav, in Losh Kalapas Aser, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you're not allowed to make it Shem Yochol Ba'Basar. And in Tashna Satan or Ba'alia, also you can't, don't make the oven fleshik when you bake bread, because then you can make fleshik bread. V'im Shina B'tzura Sapas. If you change the tzura of the bread, so it has a very unusual look, so it's clear to people that this is fleshik bread or milchik bread, right? It's this. It's they see it like, oh, this is blank, right? V'mshina b'tzura sapas asha tia nikeres k'dei shelo yochal balo basar v'lo chalav harei zeh mutar. Right? If it's different in how it looks, it's shaped in a different way that will remind people that it is either milchik or fleshik. So then that is okay, and that's back in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that too in source number 3, right? Achila b'basachas o sheshina tzuras hapas shetehini keres shlo yochal babasar. Right, and that is just to mention now. Pizza. People look at pizza and they know it's milchik, right? Even though sometimes you make para pizza, but generally it's milchik unless known otherwise. That's the heter for having pizza because it's known. Even. Right, there are some pizza stores that put milk in the dough. Right, they put milk in the dough. I know, I have a son who's allergic to milk, so whenever we get pizza from a different store, like, is there milk? They can make cheeseless pizza. They'll just put, like, sauce and vegetables on it. I'm like, but is there milk in the dough? So some do put milk in the dough and some don't. But if you look at the dough, how can you make milk in the dough? They're making the pizza, not serving dough. Right, if they would just serve dough, that would be a problem. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Does it have to be within the bread itself?
Okay. We'll get to that. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens l'kula, like Rashi and the Rambam. So either way, if it's small or it has a strange shape, so then it is l'kula. We'll get to your issue soon. Yeah.
With packaging on something.
We'll get to that. Let's talk about some of the issues that come up.
Why isn't one or the other not both?
You don't need both. They're giving pshat of the Gemara. So each according to each of them, they're, you know, that's it works. If it's very small, then there's no chash. Or if it's even if it's large, you could have a huge pizza, but it's known that it's milchik. So each kula stands on its each pshat of the kula will stand on its own. There are a number of issues that I'll mention the chakira first, and then we'll mention the issues. There is a question that the Achronim wonder. So did Chazal give this bread a chalos shem machalos asuros? Like, it's forbidden food, midrabanan? Or is there, it's still focused on the gavra, like what we shouldn't do. Like, did they give it that? We had this discussion last year, if you remember, by Bishul Akam. Right, what was it, benafgamina? Does Bishul Akam aser kalim? If you cook in your pots, Bishul Akam, you have to kasher your pots. That's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Did they give it the status of not kosher midrabanan? So there are a number of machlokos in the Achronim that relate to that. This is a huge topic, lamaisa. Right, we have an issue. Is one allowed to put a negligible amount of milk in the dough that would be batel, less than 1/60th, tiny little drop? Why would you put it there? It adds something. Right, why do you put certain ingredients in? So is there, where we usually have a principle called Eim Mevatlin Isolachadchila. One is not allowed to be Mevatel. If Bittel happens, then it happened Memela. But you're not allowed to be Mevatel Lachadchila. So what about, now let's put a tiny, tiny piece of pig fat into a huge vat of chicken soup. Though B'dieva, the food wouldn't be Nasar. So what about here? So that's a Machlokas Achron. If you look in the Gilyon Marsha, right, here it is in source number 7, one of the achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. V'afi'in lashem be'isa v'afi'il litim b'tocho davar mu'at aser. Kai mevadil isa chadchila. You're not allowed to. T'kiva she'asu litim cholov v'tocha isa hari ha'isa im ha'cholov kamo basar of im cholov. Quotes that from the Tzemach Tzedek. And others don't think so. Right? Others don't think so. If you look in the next source, the Nachla Svi is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. He assumes that the whole thing here is just a gzera. And there's, if there's a, any type of hecker, he says, Nirlani is Dati, lo nira kain. Right? Demashakasa Vatsamach Sedak, Demashna Isser Drabanan. Zeh. What's the difference between this is Isser Drabanan? He calls it Isser Drabanan? Shna b'shno. It's plenty different. It's plenty different. Tahacha kol masha asu siyag kadishlo yochel and basar. The whole thing is gzera mishum. There's technically nothing wrong with milchik bread. It's just you might come to eat it. So heichadika hacker. So you see already see it's more makel. That if it looks strange, if you make pig in a strange way, it's still pig, right? If you make this in an unusual way, it's mutter. So you see, it's already a different type of iser, and therefore. Right, so that's why there's a big difference again. But this might be totally on what right conceptually. What did the Rabbanan say about the bread? But it has a very lamaisa question. What if you have a non-kosher company that makes a kosher product and they want to get a heksher, but you know they use a minuscule amount of milk in their bread? This could be, this is one of the svaras in America, there's something called Thomas's English muffins. When I was growing up, they used to have it. I don't know if they still have it nowadays. These muffins, and they're O-U-D. O-U-D. Oh, how could you, it's muffins. Muffins is bread. You put egg on it. You put a O-U-D. How could there be a D on there? Right? How could there be a D on there? So one of the svaras is that O-U-D, because the O-U always puts D, even if it's just D-E, there's no D. I'm saying, but it could be that it's a minuscule amount and they're relying on this shita. That's one of the svaras given, right? It's the Thomas's English muffins, they didn't ask us whether they could put milk in or not. They make their product and they say, no, you know, you want to give us a heksher or not. So that's not called mevatlan issur l'chadchila. They're making their product. This is a bidyevet situation. This isn't a lachadchila situation of we're choosing. But again, that is it comes up lamaisa, that issue. So number one, bitul es lachadchila. Number two, what happens if it was already made in an usher way? Could you now reshape it? Could you like make it now into clearly? Let's say you made a milchik bread and you don't want to throw it out. So could you pour like cheese on it and melt it? And then becomes like pizza. If something was usser, and then could you make it mutter? So again, it's a machlokas achronim, which might be totally on our issue. If you look in the next source number 9, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Chavos Da'as, it's too late. Once it's usser. You have to be mishana it or change something b'shas safia. Right? Once you did it. Avalaso shinui acher shekvar nesar ein amoil. Right? Or to split it up into tiny little pieces now. Right, so that would be a problem. But again, this is the lumdus that because it has, according to the Chavos Da'as, it has the status of, that's what Rav Soloveitchik says in 11. He puts together the Gilyon Marsha by the Bavatlan Issur Chadchila and the Chavos Da'as about it being too late. But now we get to our issue. What about something that is usser that could you make it mutter? So what about something that's mutter? Could you make it? Could it become usser? Like our rolls case, the last Lag BaOmer. Right? You have these rolls that were perfect. They were fine. They were parv. And then you put them on the grill. You put them on the grill, and now they're fleishik. And are you allowed to put them in your freezer? Are you allowed to put them in your freezer? Halacha l'maisa. This was the shaila. You have like 5 rolls. Oh, throw them out. Bal tashchis. Right, it's one of those, you can't win. You can't just say be machmir, because every chumr is a kula. It's like you got a psul in the Sefer Torah. Yeah, just take another Sefer Torah. Oh yeah, embarrass this one. Some shilas, you can't just be machmir about. You have to know what the halacha is. So here, you can't just be throwing out. So what should one do? Right, so there are those that say, well, now they're fleishik bread. It's fleishik bread, so what are you supposed to do? You have the chshash and you have to throw it out. But the other tzad to say is that the issur was to make milchik bread, or to make fleishik bread. Here you didn't make milchik or fleishik bread. It happened to get fleishik or milchik afterwards. So who says that was ever included in the gzeira? Yes, you have to be careful. You have to mark it and make sure that nobody put it in the package or put a sign on it that these are fleishik. And I was just thinking this afternoon. I'm like, well, in ladover sof, let's say you have a hamburger. You made yourself a hamburger, delicious, and then you decided, you know what, I don't want to wash. I don't need the calories. So what do? You take the hamburger out of the roll, and you take out the tomatoes and the pickles, and So now you have this roll that's fleishig. You have to throw it out? Pashtus not. Right? Ein l'davar sof. So again, you have to make sure that nobody's going to have it with milchiks. But the pashtus shot it. Like, oh, what about putting the hamburger on it? All of a sudden, you just made fleishig bread. Nobody's going to say you can't eat a hamburger in a roll. Oh, because you can eat it right now? But in that, what if you can eat it in 3 hours? You're having it for lunch. You make it in the morning, having it for lunch. So you made fleishig bread. So pashtus is that's not included in the gzera. That's power of bread that you're having with fleishigs. That's fine. Right? So here, too, you had it with fleishigs. You have some leftovers. So pashtus, that you just have to make sure that it would not be eaten with milchiks, but it would be meikradin.
So an example like that, is that despite the fact that the tam is often transferred in the specific example of a burger?
I'm saying so. That became fleishig. That's for sure fleishig now. But it's still, the gzera was to make it and knead it into fleishig bread or milchig bread. But here it happened to become afterwards. So just like when you eat anything, right? When you eat anything with milchigs or fleishigs, that's mutter. There's no gzera against that. The whole gzera is because you know you do that, right? You're not allowed to make it milchig bread because they know you eat it with a hamburger. So how long? Oh, you have to eat it then? 3 hours from now, you're going to make it for lunch? Ein l'davar sof. Right? So I would think it would be, okay. Yeah?
Does that mean that the fix on the other side wouldn't work either, though? Like that you couldn't melt cheese on already made milchig bread?
That would be worse because there you violated the gzera. That would be worse. That's not, again, I don't know if you'd be able to fix it afterwards. You're violated. Maybe that would help in terms of that's a machlokas, whether you could fix it afterwards. But that would be a worse case, I think. Let's get back to the muffins. So again, these muffins that are the OU Thomas's English muffins. So what are the svaras why they give the hefsher? So number one, it might be because it's such a little bit. And mavalanus l'chachila. Others say it has a special look. Everybody knows what they look like. But there are like the Frumi brands, you know, that look pretty similar. If I remember from 20 years ago before we made Aliyah. So I'm not sure. But again, that's the, but the other heter is what you asked before. There are some poskim that say maybe packaging helps. If you're making it, but knowing that you're going to put it into a package that says OUD on it, so maybe that's like Kain Tura. Not Beguf HaDavar, but maybe that's another Svara why it will be okay. A number of poskim say that would be okay, because the whole thing, assuming, is it's an Isser Gavra, right? Like we said before, so then the Gavra is protected because you see in the packaging what the issue is. What about cakes? What about cake? Cake, cookies? Pashas, there was never such a gzera against cakes and cookies because those aren't eaten with things. Only bread, right? Bread is eaten with you eat condiments on bread, right? But cookies and cakes, there's no problem with an ice cream sandwich or any cheesecake, right? No problem because you don't eat cheesecake with other things. You get a little tricky. Crackers a little tricky. Because sometimes you have crackers you eat with dips and spreads. So that's a little trickier. I don't think we're makbid. I think there are milchik crackers out there that get the hechsherim. I think the gzera was only on bread. But one should be those types of crackers. One has to just be careful of maisa in terms of that. Yeah.
So two things. One, dessert style, like milchik brownies versus pyre brownies, you can't tell the
difference. I'm saying, but that's all bread. It doesn't matter. There was never a Xeron.
It's only eating with the stuff, not even afterwards where it may be.
But it doesn't matter. Even if you have something that cookies, you have milchik and power of cookies that looked exactly the same. But there's never a Xeron on that because you don't eat it
with
as a part of the meal.
And can even in the English muffins, or let's say, but bagels, all the bagels that you keep in your house.
Bagel. If you'd make a milchik bagel, that's a problem.
But if you want to make them at home and every bagel.
Doesn't matter. This isn't a baker thing. This is Chazam and Xera. You can't make a milchik bagel. You can't make a fleishig bagel. Again, you could put cream cheese on a hot bagel, even though that's making it milchik. That's not a problem. But to make the dough, make the milchik and the fleishig dough, that's a problem. And again, and not everybody. There are some stores out there that somebody just told me they saw somebody else came up to me and they said there was a certain restaurant in a certain community that they started making these challahs with like stuff on top of them, right? Like, I forgot what it was, this fleshic type of something or other, like meat pieces. And they said, you can't do that.
You recognize that, though, no?
Okay, I don't know. You don't always know what the pieces are. You don't always know what the pieces are. Yeah?
A vegan man,
can he make himself... I don't think it's like low plug. Meaning, even if I myself, I'm not going to eat meat, you can't make it. You can't make the milchic bread. Doesn't matter if I personally, I'm not going to eat it. Yeah?
If you eat enough crackers, it becomes pasal b'kisnin.
So that's a separate cheer about pasal b'kisnin, right? That if you eat enough crackers, that's true. But it's still not pas. It's pas haba b'kisnin.
I'm afraid that we count it as it
being. No, I don't think that. I don't think it's pas for this issue. But again, this comes up. I'll tell you why this comes up also. Croissants. Croissants is a serious shiloh. It's a croissants and a calzones. Is that what it's called? Right? Some of these things that are, you know, croissant is like sometimes used like a bread. Like you could get like an egg in a croissant. Right? So sometimes you'll have a milk croissant. That's a little tricky. Is that a cookie? Is that cake? Is that bread? Or Hilchas Brachas is a shiloh. And if it's very flaky and stuff, then it's okay. It's mazonos, but it's Hilchas Brachas and Hilchas Kashrus. But again, if it's people don't consider it bread, then it's probably probably okay. Yeah.
It reminds like a different surah thing. Like a croissant, you can say like it's roundness. The croissant makes that it's not like regular bread.
I'm saying, what do people call bread? Meaning, what would people eat as a, let's say, the staple of the meal with other things? So croissant is a little tricky. Finds a little tricky because sometimes people would put it like you go to anything and crackers, but crackers are evident of crackers. I don't think you know. One should be careful though. Because there are some milk crackers that are made. Yeah.
What about pancakes?
Pancakes? No, that's not a problem. That's not cake. Bread. For Hilchas Brachas also it's clear because the batter is very liquidy. It's very runny. So therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, yeah.
But the croissants, the bagels, even a loaf of bread that you buy nowadays in the store is not the bread that they were dealing with 1,000 years ago. Were you making a big amount and a person was cutting off a slice and then the rest of it was being put away for later?
Doesn't matter. Anytime you bread, the usage of bread hasn't changed in 2,000 years. Bread is still used you use bread at a milchig meal, you use bread at a fleishig meal, you use bread as...
using the same bread.
If I make 10 fleishik rolls and I put them in the freezer, so I might use some of this milk for them. If you make a little bit, that's the heter of the Gemara.
No, correct. But so who, when you go to Costco and you're buying croissants, if you're buying them for a meal, who cares how many they make?
I don't understand. We're talking about the shas heter,
right?
The shas of the baking and of the kneading. So if they're making milchik kneading as they you know, that's. So Shiloh, any bread shouldn't be having an OUD on it. That's why everyone has to be figured out exactly how any hechsher, you know, organization would give them a heter. You have to know, is it batel, is it, you know, whatever the case is. But again, a lot of these don't get hechsher because of this. Now, Wonder Breads or all these other things, some of the issues are, if they're milchig, they're not going to get a hechsher. Yeah. So, okay, you could be Mekel if he's going to finish it that day. I think you're like the Rama says. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe next time we'll do the waiting. Should we do that? Because we'll do that waiting. And then maybe after that we'll do ovens. It's a big series, Shiloh, about dealing with how many ovens.